Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is attempting to pass a $3.5 trillion infrastructure package that has yet to be written on paper. Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News on Monday that the Democrat push to add amnesty to the infrastructure package may be the dumbest idea in the history of the White House.
The $3.5 trillion Democratic infrastructure package has got not a thing to do with infrastructure. They're wanting to put amnesty in the infrastructure bill. Joe Biden said today he wants to put amnesty in the Democratic infrastructure bill. That will lead to an invasion of illegal immigration.
A Texas House representative announced Monday he's introducing a bill for a forensic audit of the 2020 presidential election. House Bill 241 will focus on the most populated counties in Texas. Introduced by Republican State Representative Steve Toth, he says it should be carried out before November 1st. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Olympics begin at the end of the week amid an outbreak of COVID-19 in Tokyo, Japan. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the latest from Team USA.
The Olympics are set to begin Friday, but organizers have a COVID-19 problem. Among them, Team USA tennis star Coco Gauff, who announced Sunday she was pulling out. Opening ceremonies for the Olympics set for Friday, and Team USA softball player Haley McKinney tells NBC News this year Olympic Village has a different vibe.
You walk out of your door, you immediately grab a mask, and in the dining hall, you know, one of the biggest places to probably meet new people, your setup is, you know, plexiglass dividers in between every single seat.
Canada will start allowing fully vaccinated U.S. visitors into the country on August 9th for non-essential travel, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Monday. Canadian Public Safety Minister Bill Blair said he spoke with U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on Friday, saying Washington has not yet told him of any plan to lift restrictions on travel from Canada. USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
As inflation is taking hold of the American economy, the cause, how long its effects will last, and the proper way to deal with inflation varies greatly between economists and the federal government. Dan Rothy from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
In remarks on the economy Monday, President Biden tried to assuage concerns over inflation, saying that recent increases in consumer prices will be temporary because of a number of efforts the administration is taking to bolster the economy. But Ohio Congressman Mike Turner says that those efforts will actually make things worse. The Ohio Republican tells CNN that the administration's proposals contain too much unnecessary spending that in themselves will cause more inflation.
Well, government spending never decreases prices. I mean, it obviously has an inflationary impact, and you just have to balance that as to what's going on in the economy at the time. Now, so far, we have some inflation that's happening in the economy as a result of the hangover, if you will, of the effects of what COVID did in our economy. You know, the trucking industry, other deliveries, supply chains, in which we see inflationary impacts. But the infrastructure bill is important to do. Everyone sitting at home knows the condition of bridges and roads and highways that need to be done. But at the same time, these extra trillions and trillions of dollars that are not necessarily infrastructure, that we've heard wild numbers between $3 and $6 trillion additional, those do have an inflationary impact.
The catastrophic fireworks explosion that injured 17 people last month in a South Los Angeles neighborhood was caused by human error after bomb technicians miscalculated the weight of the fireworks, Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michael Moore said in a news conference Monday. USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. Also good to have the one and only, no baloney, we're talking James Hurston. Yes, the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst joins us now. Hey, James, how we doing?
Hey, doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Not sure if you caught Donald Trump's 90 Minutes speaking engagement and a reminder to all of America. What made America great? What will make America great again? And there is no doubt that, the elocutions of the left who have said that Donald Trump is all but dead and gone have been merely exaggerated, haven't they?
Well, if they can help it, they want to get rid of him. And I think part of it is the amazing fortitude that this man has. And I think that's been inspiring for those that are able to catch him because, I understand the speech was carried on C-SPAN. Mm-hmm. It was on a number of streaming places, but he doesn't have the coverage that he used to have. But the fact that he's still standing, the fact that he is unafraid inspires people, and they're unafraid as well. Mm-hmm. But the people that are afraid of him, of course, are the Democrat Party because they know that he will defeat them, and he seems to still have the fire in the belly and want to engage both in the midterm elections that are upcoming. And it sure seems like a sure bet that he's going to win. He won the straw poll at CPAC, and
right.
So and I note. You know, a theme that you and I have been talking about is a theme that he brought up, mm-hmm. and that was that we're talking about good versus evil. Mm-hmm. As we look out into the world and we see evil's taken its mask off,
yes,
and we see the kind of really truly wickedness, wicked behavior that which is truly biblical. Mm-hmm. In its scope. I mean, the fact is, when the Lord walked the earth, he told us that there would come a time where it would be like the days of Noah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And in the days of Noah, what happened on the earth, according to Scripture, is that there was wickedness, there was all kinds of sexual impurity, there was profanity, violence, and crime, and the level of the wickedness and the targeting of children, to me, is just the ultimate sign.
Yes.
And so I do think we're in a battle of good and evil, and it's just an intense time for repentance, for prayer, for getting right with God, because you know, we have to do everything we can as individuals to strengthen our bodies and our minds and make the right decisions in order to protect ourselves and our family, especially when it appears as though, you know, crime is on the rise and police are being defunded or being subverted. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's important, but the most important really isn't our body and our mind. It's our soul. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that our souls are saved and those all around us, that their souls are saved. And that's our number one concern at this time. If we focus on that, the others take care of themselves.
Well, James, I want people to really discern this. What we're talking about, when we talk about good and evil, good and evil is bipartisan, okay? This isn't a political thing. You may find yourself, you know, acting out evil behavior, and maybe, and it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or Democrat. All we're saying is that, look, you need to be aware that evil is abounding. And it comes in all forms and fashion, and it's not necessarily, I don't want to necessarily point out an individual just because we disagree with them, you know, politically, that suddenly they're evil. I mean, evil behavior is evil behavior. That's what needs to be called out. And certainly it is on display, as you said. This is one thing that we can be thankful for Donald Trump. Donald Trump seems to be a catalyst to unveil evil behavior in our country, and we need to be able to call it out. Now, cancel culture has been blocking that. Big tech has been blocking it. We have been ignoring the truth, and I appreciate your sincerity and your heart in calling this out, because really, you know, the onus is on us as individual responsible citizens of this great American idea to stand for that which is good and to be able to call out evil for what it is.
No, absolutely. And, you know, communism is evil. In its manifestation, it has resulted in the death of more than 100 million human beings. And what communism, the founding fathers of communism, the writings of communism, every single communist regime does the same thing. It attempts to destroy religion, religious values, morals, the traditional family, the notion of marriage, the idea of masculine warrior men, and the list goes on and on. But basically, get those out of the way. I mean, Karl Marx was clear in his writings that those things stand in the way of
exactly
the utopia that we want to set up. And what they use as a construct, which also is very biblical, is that this is for the common good, and this is for peace, and this is for world peace. Add to the list national sovereignty and the notion of the nation state, which globalists have written for decades, no, even centuries, that the nation state is a thing of the past. Strobe Talbot wrote that. The idea of globalism is out of the closet, and globalists are meeting not as much in secret. Their documents are exposed, and they seek all of those same things. They're aligned with the communists. Mm. So what we're seeing today is a very strange kind of camaraderie between corporate entities controlled by billionaires and the far left radicals. And I guess we, you know, if we're using precise political science definitions, when corporate entities, corporate power aligns with government power to create tyrannical governments, that's fascism. That's
yes.
The definition of fascism.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter what we call it. We know for sure it's un-American. And anyone that dares to call it out, it's the cancel culture, like amazingly, because I live and work in Hollywood, I wrote a piece about Chris Pratt.
I'll tell you what. Let's pick that up, because we got to go to break. I don't want to stop you in mid-sentence here, but forgive me. We've got more from James Herson after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are. And that's our commitment to you. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Herson, New York Times best-selling author and legal analyst, continues with us. James, you started to talk about Chris Pratt before we had to go to break abruptly. I apologize. But pick up your story. Go ahead.
Chris Pratt in Hollywood has clout. And the reason he does is because he may be the most successful or one of the most successful actors in Hollywood today, highest paid, biggest earnings, started out on TV, did a lot of drama in various film roles, but mainly his power comes from that he's involved in some major franchises, very popular, Guardians of the Galaxy, Jurassic World, and the Avengers movie. Also is a child favorite with the Lego movie and others. Mm-hmm. And so this guy just got fed up. Even though he works in wokeness land in Hollywood, he got fed up with the people that are constantly denigrating America. And particularly, you know, the military. And so he basically spoke out using his Instagram account. And he said, he pointed out that it was the American armed forces that have altered the course of the world for the better. He went back and said, look, the Union Army, these are armed forces. They defeated slavery. It was the armed forces in the greatest generation that vanquished the Nazis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, special forces hunting down people responsible for 9/11. So what happened, of course, is he starts speaking out like that, and he criticizes people who denigrate America, yet because they don't seem to understand, he didn't use this term, exceptionality. So what happens, of course, is these bots, these fake Twitter accounts, and this is an important thing for your listeners to understand. It is easy with technology to control thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of fake Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. And so a room or a group of 50 people can look like millions. Mm-hmm. And they do this on the left. They've mastered it. They're very good at it. And they swarm like insects on the social media. And so that's what the cancel culture always starts with. And so they tried to hurt Chris Pratt. He sloughs them off like a superhero.
Just like a little unnecessary bug on the shoulder. Just flick it off. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, he's just too strong for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm really gratified that there's some people on Twitter that are exposing this. Because, for example, they'll have a message. So the message might be, and we're seeing this message on social media, hey, we need to have mandatory vaccines for everyone. Mm. And all of a sudden you'll see the exact same wording, the exact same messaging appearing on all these different Twitter accounts. And that's how you know this is not real. It's technology. And so what people are doing is they're posting all these different Twitter accounts with the exact same message. And that's what happened. And a lot of times, of course, these people are hacked and they use profanity, and it's just really been. And Chris Pratt was targeted in the past because there was a fundraiser for Joe Biden and he didn't show up. It was a virtual event. Mm-hmm. And so they said, oh, he must be a secret Trump supporter. And they started to attack him and spread that all over, although he never really talks politics per se or who he's for. But what he does talk about is the fact that he's a Christian, that he loves Jesus, and he has the most compelling testimony. This guy was homeless, living in a van in a place you know well, in Maui, Hawaii, working as a waiter.
Right.
And he was out partying every night because he was a young guy and, you know, what people do. And some stranger came up to him and said, what are you doing tonight? And he asked him, are you going to go out and commit sin? Are you going to go out and drink? Are you gonna? And Chris Pratt said, yeah, I'm doing all of that. And the guy said, I'd rather you come with me. And Chris looked at this guy, and he went with this stranger, and the stranger took him through the scripture, introduced him to Christ, and Chris's heart was moved, and he changed. He accepted that Jesus died for him personally, and next thing you know, he says he was stuffing envelopes for this guy's organization. The organization was Jews for Jesus. And so So this makes him automatically an enemy. He's been out publicly saying, as a matter of fact, there was an awards ceremony where the Teen Choice Awards, which is kind of a fake awards thing, mm-hmm. but he got up there on television and said, I would not be here with the ease and grace I have in my heart without my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a top paid actor in Hollywood, and God is protecting him.
Boy, he is, no doubt. Yep.
Yeah, because he continues to just go along, and, you know, he's involved with incredible philanthropy and has a reputation for really being a good guy. I mean, he has one problem, you know, with his father-in-law. He may not get along with him on everything because his father-in-law is Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, you know, that's the only, but no, I think they get along fine. But anyway, it's just, it's inspiring, and it shows where the priorities should be.
Well, I'm sure Chris has shared with him the power of redemption and God's grace and mercy to Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we shall see what we shall see. You also, speaking of superheroes, Dean Cain, you write about here this week, who gained a whole lot of fame when he starred in the hit 90s TV series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. And he went head-to-head with Captain America.
Well, what it is, you know, by the way, Dean Cain, I know there's been a lot of people playing Superman, but he's my favorite.
Yes.
I really thought, even though, you know, that show was on a few seasons, it should have lasted longer. But while it was on, it drew more than 15 million viewers, and it established Dean Cain, for better or for worse. You know, he got typecast, by the way, this guy played football in college. He was so good at free safety. He signed with the Buffalo Bills. There was an injury at camp, and, you know, football's loss was Hollywood's gain.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he happened to see there's a new woke comic from Marvel, and those are very influential because the comics lead to the scripts. Mm-hmm. And the comic has a woke Captain America who's putting down America and saying that the American dream isn't really there. And, I mean, it's like, all of a sudden, Marvel Comics are being written by Ocasio-Cortez.
What do they go, 16-19 all of a sudden? Oh, hey, by the way, I got to tell you, it took me a while to adjust, you know, the different pop. And I agree that modern day Dean Cain, but of course, as a kid, you know, we grew up with George Reeves. And so Dean Cain had to overcome a lot because, you know, Reeves was the, you know, he was the iconic Superman until he came on the scene. So I would agree with you.
Well, let's put it this way. That, I liked Christopher Reeve as well.
Yes.
And I like the superhero sagas, and I think they're metaphors for what we were talking about, good versus evil. Mm-hmm. But the thing about Dean Cain, there was something, you know, I don't know what it was about George Reeves, but that goes all the way back. I mean, that show was great. It was in black and white, and it's mm-hmm. the original.
Yes.
But George Reeves had a troubled life, mm-hmm. and he sometimes, I think it came through where he seemed to have a bit of angst when he shouldn't have on that show. But Dean Cain comes across as the real Boy Scout that he is.
Yeah.
So when he talks about truth, justice, and the American way, well, that's in his heart. And so this is what, you know, he actually said these words, which you can't say. He said, America is the greatest country in history.
Well, we got to leave it there, James, until the next time we get together. Always a joy. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, James Herson, right here. Thank you, James. Take care. God bless.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was
was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is attempting to pass a $3.5 trillion infrastructure package that has yet to be written on paper. Senator Lindsey Graham told Fox News on Monday that the Democrat push to add amnesty to the infrastructure package may be the dumbest idea in the history of the White House.
The $3.5 trillion Democratic infrastructure package has got not a thing to do with infrastructure. They're wanting to put amnesty in the infrastructure bill. Joe Biden said today he wants to put amnesty in the Democratic infrastructure bill. That will lead to an invasion of illegal immigration.
A Texas House representative announced Monday he's introducing a bill for a forensic audit of the 2020 presidential election. House Bill 241 will focus on the most populated counties in Texas. Introduced by Republican State Representative Steve Toth, he says it should be carried out before November 1st. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Okay. Hey, well, we got a new school year getting underway, right? And soon, and that means outfitting students to return to the classroom. And with us today is lifestyle influencer, mother of three, Kelly Page, who is teaming up with Lands' End to celebrate their annual Backpack Day event and reveal the newest back-to-school fashion trends. We all need to take notes and listen here now, because Kelly is best known as the Blue-Gray Gal with a blog that emphasizes home and holiday decor and low-fuss, high-fun entertaining. Welcome, Kelly Page. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, as we were talking about, you're in wonderful Atlanta, and I'm here in California for another day, and our studio's in Minneapolis, so we've got the country covered here, okay?
I love it. I love it. We're touring the country virtually.
Yes, here we are. So, hey, let's talk about, as you know, our audience is getting ready for back to school, what is your top priority?
Well, I have three kids. My oldest is 13. She's about to turn 14, which terrifies me. She's great. And then I have identical boys who are 10. So their needs and their wants are so different because it's the, you know, a different age. And that's why I love Land's End, because backpacks are ridiculously important to my kids. This is the first year my boys have been opinionated. It cracks me up. But Land's End has classmate backpacks that range in size from small to extra large. And my boys went with the extra large. And I love it because Land's End has a variety of on-trend prints. So my kids were able to pick what spoke to them and be very individual in what they picked. Plus, they have laptop sleeves and duffel bags. And it's awesome because Land's End, their backpacks and accessories are equipped with all the latest features that my kids are asking for to hold all of their school essentials both inside and outside the classroom. Plus, get this, Bill, you can also customize your backpack with a monogram or a team logo or a club name. It's very, very, very cool.
Wow. You know, I've always appreciated that about Lands' End. You know, they've never approached things as a one-size-fits-all kind of company, right?
No, they haven't.
Always, yeah. Yeah, that is awesome. Go ahead.
They're really good at allowing individuality because I think that's important for everybody. You want to find what speaks to you and works for you, but you also want it to be durable and last. As a mom, that's what's important to me. And a little play on words here, but no matter what your personality is, Land's End has all sorts of... You like what I did there?
Yes. I love that. Very sweet. Yes.
Thank you. But they also have styles that you'll want to wear on repeat. They have sequins and glitter and foil and glow in the dark. So the kids get to pick what matters to them. But my favorite part as a mom is that they won't fade in the wash.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, that's the other thing. Lands' End has been known for durability. This has just always been producing just great product that lasts forever. You know, you can put any Lands' End thing in those. Remember that when we were growing up, we were doing those 100-year, you know, cylinder things you would bury? And, you know, along with the Twinkie, anything from Lands' End would withstand, you know, time, you know.
Oh, my God. You just said Twinkie, and that's funny. You're bringing me back. But so, like, bringing it back to the current world, what's crazy, and I love this, is seeing the progress of innovation, is that Lands' End is offering sustainable options now. They have this really cool reversible thermoflume kids jacket. Listen to this. There's insulation that's made from recycled plastic water bottles.
Wow, really? Wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's so neat. Yeah. And then on top of that, you know, it's a busy day between the morning drop-off and all the after-school activities. I love that Lands' End also offers activewear so it can keep up with the whole family's busy lifestyle because it is busy. And their activewear is equipped with UPF 50 and moisture-wicking finishes. So I feel good about it. They feel good about it because they're going out for smart outdoor play.
We kind of went by this really quick, but I wanted to come back and focus a little bit more on the actual Backpack Day event that you're involved in. Tell us all about it. This is an annual event, right?
It is, and it's very exciting because they're launching their back-to-school sweepstakes. It's starting now, and it goes through August 18th. And if you go to the website landing page, landsend.com/thepackisback, you can enter daily and you can win a grand prize of $5,000 in back-to-school shopping.
Wonderful. She's a home lifestyle, I should say, blogger known as the Blue Gray Gal. You got to explain that Blue Gray Gal thing. if that's okay, can you do that for us? Because you sound so young. I Blue Gray sounds like somebody that should be a little bit older. So what is the deal here?
Well, I'm 42, so thank you for saying that I'm young. I'm 42
yes,
years old.
Yes, you are 42. You're very young still.
Wow, thank you. Yes. Well, I actually never intended to start this blog. I was just curious about the progress of the world and the Instagram world, so I didn't want anybody to find me. And everything I wear and everything I decorate and pick out is the color blue or gray.
Okay.
So when I was putting it together, I'm like, blue, gray, and then I thought, gal. But it literally was a Thursday, 9 p.m. at night, and within 3 days, I was just posting pictures. One of the biggest home websites shared a kitchen, my kitchen. Mm-hmm. And all of my friends recognized the kitchen, and they called me almost instantly, and they were like, yo, blue, gray, gal, what is happening? It's really, it was a funny story, and it just was something, I felt like a duck in water. I loved it, so I kept going, and I've been doing this now for about 6 years, and it's been really fun, the evolution of it.
Well, for somebody who wanted to remain anonymous, Blue Gray Gal, very successful, right? Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll keep it a secret, okay? Just amongst us and the millions that are listening. That's awesome. Okay, back to class also means back to extracurricular activities. What about some recommendations for clothes for all occasions?
Well, they have great activewear. I really love their activewear because it has UPF 50, moisture-wicking finishes. So there's all sorts of things. I mean, Lands' End really covers all of the back-to-school needs, between the backpacks and the lunch boxes, laptop sleeves that we all need now, and duffel bags. plus all these amazing clothes that have really cool features to make you individual. They last. They have sustainable options, activewear. I mean, they really are a one-stop shop. I sat down with my kids the other day to pick out their, you know, their all of the things, and it was fun. It's a great way to get back in the mind frame of going back to school. They got to pick everything out, start getting their mind going, getting my mind going. This right. happened so quickly this summer. So everybody's excited, though.
And plus, you're dealing with three kids, and a 13-year-old going to be 14. I mean, that's like the power of three, just that child alone, right?
She's sweet. I'm very proud of all my kids. They really handled this past year with like champs, and I'm really proud of them. They still have funny attitudes. I mean, I love that they have a sense of humor, because I think that'll carry you through life, and they're doing great. I mean, I'm really proud, and they're excited to go back to school.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's the thing that's amazing, is that's what you're hearing from a lot of kids. I remember when we were growing up, I mean, you know, after a couple of weeks, maybe 4 weeks, we started getting restless. It was like time to go back to school, and parents would look at us like, you know, what planet did you come from? You know, wanting to go back. But, yeah, you kind of miss everybody, and you want to get back into the, you know, throw things and do things that you do at school, you know.
That's right. I mean, you know, this past year was tough, so they're excited for the social life. They're excited to throw on their Lands End backpack, go to school, see their friends, have a routine, go to after-school activities. I mean, it's a different year and a different vibe, so it's exciting.
Well, we got about a minute left here, Kelly, so last two questions here. As we're talking about Lands End's celebration of their annual backpack, Pack Day event. Let's talk about any last-minute suggestions and where they can go for more information.
Sure. So they've launched this back-to-school sweepstakes. It starts now, and it goes through August 18th. And you can enter daily. And the grand prize is $5,000 in back-to-school shopping, which, you could – I know, it's wonderful. And the landing page to enter the sweepstakes is landsend.com/thepackisback, such a cute little name, The Pack is Back. Or if, you know, for some reason you don't remember that, landsend.com has all the information on everything I just told you about and the sweepstakes.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Is here. Great to have you with us. Also great to have Robin Chambers back with us, the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. Hey, Robin, how are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Always good. Hey, before we talk about disabilities in the church, update us, if you would, with everything that's Sea Life.
Oh, absolutely. We are drawing close to that date, August 28th. I'm in Dallas, Texas, and we have some amazing things going on that day. We'll be packing love boxes with Embrace Grace. We have Matthew West doing a concert for us. And, of course, Jim Daly talking about ultrasound and the ability for that mama to see that baby. And so we're excited. It's coming up soon. Our video series will start July 16th. The very first one talks about the truth about life. So love to have your folks join us.
Well, speaking of Jim Daly, I got a sneak peek of a movie the Kendrick Brothers have put together, and Jim is greatly featured in the movie, and rightly so. Show Me the Father. I don't know if you've had a chance to see this, Robin.
Yes, I got a sneak peek.
Wow. What insight into the heart of the leader of Focus on the Family, his background, all that he went through, and where he is today. I mean, it really speaks of God's love and redemptive work, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And you, like you said, you really see Jim's heart, and that's why he's such an advocate for life, for, you know, children in the womb, but foster care and finding reference homes for those kids. And that comes from a very, very special place in his heart.
Exactly. He's lived it. I mean, he's lived it. He's bought the T-shirt. He's even paid for T-shirts for other people as well, if you know what I mean. And when you see this movie, See the Father, which is going to be coming out in September, a little bit different for the Kendrick Brothers in terms of a documentary-style movie. But I find it quite interesting because it seems, and I was talking with some other people about it, is there seems to be a convergence of fatherly concepts and fatherly ideas in movies that are coming forth right now. You know, the Holy Spirit's up to something once again.
Yes, he is, and we better be ready, right?
Amen. Amen. Well, let's talk about disabilities and the church. Break that down for us.
Yeah, this is something that is so near and dear to my heart. I think you and I have talked a little bit about this in the past. My husband and I have custody of our two grandchildren, Taylor and Tristan. And Tristan has autism. And we've walked this and had some heartaches. We've had some successes. And one of the things I'm so passionate about is inclusivity. And that starts in the home with our parents and, parents teaching their children, how to embrace and include those that are different from us. And I always say different. difference, not left. It's just different. So teaching our kids that pro-life stance includes special needs. But then it also goes to our pastors and our lay leaders to make sure that those children and teenagers and possibly even adults are included in your worship services. And that's so important because that's what, you know, Scripture calls us to fellowship, and that includes those who are different than we are and may not worship the same way, but we can still include them. And you have no idea the support that those families feel when they feel like they are included and they're part of the body of Christ.
Yeah, without a doubt, and especially when it comes to autism, it is so misunderstood, Robin, and it runs the spectrum. And with autism, you don't know until you know. And even
right.
when you know, it doesn't mean that you've got it all figured out. To me, I hold on to the prayer of St. Francis, and I may have shared this with you before, especially that portion that says, you know, God, help me to understand more than to be understood. And when you're dealing with that dynamic, that autistic dynamic with young kids, I mean, they're having a hard enough time trying to figure it out. And you're the parent, and you don't understand. And you've tried everything. You've prayed. You've fasted. You've done all that you can do. And sometimes you still don't have the answer, seemingly.
Right. You know, one of the things that I said to a young woman that I've known for many years who leads up the kind of the children's worship group at a local church, and her background is in special needs and special education at our public schools. And I remember her saying to me, "Can I spend 10 minutes with you and you tell me how I can help Tristan be successful?" And her asking those questions was so refreshing to me. Uh-huh. Instead of just assuming that he can't participate or assuming, that he didn't want to participate. And so when I shared different things with her, she made an effort to include him. But I love the fact that she has enough courage to ask questions.
Exactly.
And that is so important to our families. How can I help you? How can I support you? And how can I support your children? That's goodness. Yeah. People feel connected.
That's total wisdom right there, Robin, because I maintain that in the body of Christ, that is a question that needs to be asked of everyone, whether you're autistic or you're dealing with any disability, because we have this natural inclination to serve something. And if it's God, if we're in a godly environment, we want to serve God. We want to be there, you know. So how do we do that? How can we do that? Whether you're dealing with a disability or not. But what a great question, for her to ask of you. And of course, any parent that is dealing with disabilities and you have someone who is intentional and is willing, you know, to come alongside and offer this in grace and love, oh, my God, you're my hero.
You just said three words that resonate with me: intentional, grace, and love. And like you said, isn't that what we're supposed to be? We're all made in the image of God. And so let's serve. Let's serve the way we would if he were right in front of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and as you say, in too often, and this is sad, this is a disturbing commentary, and I believe it has to grieve the Father, and I'm talking about our Father in heaven, when he sees that people with disabilities and their families, that they don't feel welcome in churches.
Agreed. And, you know, we had that situation in the church we had attended when we first got custody. And one of the things that our grandson really struggled with was loud noises. And we would allow him to wear headphones in church. And I remember someone behind me whispering quite loudly, "She's allowing him to wear headphones in church and she's playing on a tablet." Well, that was the only way that our family could be in the sanctuary together, worshiping together, was to help him because it physically hurt his ears for loud
yes.
music. And in the tablet he was on was coloring. I mean, he was 4 years old. And I just remember being so hurt that she didn't say, "Is everything okay? How can I help?" And instead it was an instant judgment. And it really made me question, you know, going back to that church. And Bill, to be honest with you, we ended up leaving that church and going to another church where our kids are included in the worship, and they can be loud and they can clap and they can sing at the top of their voices because they're there to worship.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, when I was in Bible college, we were really blessed with incredible instructors throughout, you know, throughout the experience. And they were usually, you know, seasoned, you know, ministers and servants of God with at least 30 years. And I mean, I could tell you the names of these people and you'd go, wow, man, you know, to have these kind of professors is just such a blessing. And one in particular, one pastor, he said that I have found that when the love of God is evident in the body of Christ, healings, the manifestation of the power of God, the love of fellow man, there's such a huge difference between those bodies of Christ, those churches that are operate under God's love like that. The manifestation of the people's gifts and talents is obvious, is what he said. And there's just this sense of peace in these churches where that is evident.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, it's all about worshiping. And we all worship in different ways, including our kiddos that have some challenges.
Yes.
But what a way, again, to make that family feel connected. And you said just serve. Absolutely.
Yeah. And how we can learn so much. It reminds me of one story that a pastor had shared with me, Robin, about a child that it was a summer camp, you know, teenage, some typical summer camp that churches have every year. And this child had an obvious disability, and because he was different, but yet he was with everybody else, they made fun of him. I mean, throughout this weekend event, it was just painful, excruciating to watch how these kids that supposedly are Christians and attended church and how they just abused this young man. And when it came up to the final night, when they were all saying goodbye and they were all offering testimonies, he kept raising his hand that he wanted to be acknowledged because he wanted to, you know, say something to everybody. And, you know, the kids, oh, put your hand down. You know, what are you doing? You know, just, you know, they call him all kinds of names and whatever. And so eventually the leader allowed him to come up, and he came up on stage, and the kids were jeering him and everything, and he goes to the microphone, and in his halting manner, he just says, Jesus loves you, and I do too. Robin, I cannot tell you how the Spirit fell so heavily on that room and bless those kids so dramatically because of the pure heart and love of this young man.
What a perfect image of God the Father, isn't it?
Amen. Amen. She's the Executive Director of Advocacy for Children at Focus on the Family. Robin Chambers has been with us. Robin, where can they go for more information?
The best way to find information is focusonthefamily.com/C-Life, and that's S-E-E. So they're seeing life in the womb, and we will have some amazing ultrasounds at our C-Life event. So join us and be a part of this.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mail?